Man approached God and said, God, what is $1 million to you? God said, dollar. He said, God, what is 1 million years to you? He said, a second. Finally, the man said, God, can I have a dollar? God said, sure. Just a second. It's a fascinating moment. When we consider our relationship to God, when we consider what it is that we should be investing in with our relationship with God, and where our focus should be. We start with such an encouraging first reading, don't we? You know, vanity of vanities, it's all vanity. We labor, we have wisdom, we have knowledge, and yet eventually we all just sort of die. You know, it's really the encouraging reading you wanted to come here and get started with, right? Just to start your week off strong by knowing that it's all vain and we're going to die anyway. And yet it is a reminder to us of what it is that we toil for. Someone told me last week, they said, you know, the guy who dies with the most toys wins. And I said, that's interesting. I actually was out at a cemetery in the middle of nowhere, and it actually had a gravesite. And it actually said the guy's name, and it said what year he died, and it said, died with the most toys, buried with everybody else. It's a fascinating moment, but you know, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme if we get so focused on the things of this world, we become so bent and so desirous of the things of this world that we lose perspective on exactly what it is that we're supposed to be living for. You know, I know there are tragedies constantly. There's an endless stream, it seems, of violence that seems to be growing up in our culture, but I think there was something particularly interesting that happened on Tuesday that really spoke to what it is that we're supposed to be living for. I'm sure you heard the news cycle loves to grind ever onward, but there was a priest who was, of course, killed at a daily mass in France on Tuesday morning. He was older, he was retired. Like most priests that I know who are retired by definition, they just keep working, so I'm not really sure what the word retired means anymore, but you know, for priests it's a little vague. And he got up and he went to say mass, as he always did, at a place that always expected him to say mass. Two people forced their way in and they killed the priest and one other. Tried to hurt everybody there. And I wonder about that. I genuinely stop and I consider and I think to myself, I wonder if that priest, when he got up that morning, had any consideration that day would be his last. That would in fact be his last mass. You know, in some sacristies, I see it. There's a placard we used to have in the seminary. It was just on the inside of the door where we vested. And it said, priest of God, say this mass as if it were your first mass, your last mass, your only mass. And it's an interesting moment to consider that in that moment, there was going to be no tomorrow for him. Don't get me wrong, it's all fine and dandy to invest in a future retirement plan. I'm sure retirement actually means something to someone. I just don't know what it means for priests. And there's nothing wrong with trying to invest in making sure that we have a good house, a good vehicle, a good job, a good way of life. But there becomes that question at a certain point, are we trying to go for something good, or does it have to be the very best? Do we have to have the best house, and the best job, and the best car, and the best of everything? Do we have to have all of these things in order to have a life fulfilled? Is it all about trying to get the right amount of stuff to ensure that we have everything that we think we need, when in fact, this world is so very temporary? And where our treasure lies, so too does our heart. Are we storing up treasure for heaven? Are we invested in that great heavenly reality that all of us all should be mindful of each and every day. It's a fascinating moment, you know, in the gospel. Someone comes up, Jesus says, Jesus, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me. And I wonder if Jesus said, friend, in a sense of irony, or just trying to soften a blow, it's just that moment where he says, friend, why am I supposed to tell him what to do about money? Is that money so necessary? It's an inheritance. It's not like he earned it. It's not like he, you know, slaved away and entered a contractual agreement that he would get so much in his inheritance. No, it's an inheritance. It's supposed to be in so many ways that gift. We shouldn't count on a gift. But if we receive one, we receive one. If we don't, we don't. It makes me think of when I was a deacon. For the summer when I was a deacon, I was actually assigned to Holy Cross Parish in Batavia. And at the time, the pastor was a man by the name of, well, he was Monsignor Daniel Deutsch. I'm sure you've never heard of him. It's okay. But I was standing in the back of the church. We were greeting people as they were coming out of Mass. And I remember seeing a young man who was high school aged, and his hair was getting particularly long. It really was. And right after it came his mother, and his mother came up to Monsignor Deutsch and said to him, she said, tell my son to get a haircut. And so Father stopped and he shouted after the young man, and the young man looked back, and Monsignor Deutsch said, nice hair. So no one ever asked him to do that again, to, you know, tell their child to, what to do. And it was one of those touching moments when I think of that, you know, I think of the gospel, and there's this great reminder to us of what is it that we're focused on? Where is our mind's eye focused on? I mean, it's not a crime to have possessions. It's not a sin to want nice things, but are we so focused on these things that we forget what it is that we're supposed to be living for? Do we forget what it is that we're, at one point in our life, supposed to be dying for? You know, the fascinating thing is again and again, we need to be reminded that tomorrow is not guaranteed. Yesterday is unchanged. It is what it is. No amount of effort on my part is going to change what happened yesterday. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. What we have is right now. And right now, the question remains, where is our treasure lie? Where is our focus? Because if we are not cognizant of the fact that what we are asked of on a constant basis is, are we ready to live for God today? Because tomorrow is still yet unknown.